The problem of feral hogs, very much on the minds of a lot of folks in Oklahoma agriculture, livestock groups, general farm organizations, and the state of Oklahoma, all trying to come together on a plan to deal with this invasive species of livestock. Michael Kelsey is Executive Vice President of the OCA. He was involved in a meeting earlier this week with other agricultural leaders and the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture looking at their latest draft of proposed rules that may be published in the early part of 2016.
Where are we in the mind of OCA? You know, are we getting closer? I know that the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture working on rules that'll be reviewed early next year.
Right, yeah. Well, first and foremost, huge problem for Oklahoma, and certainly in the cattle business. I've not talked to one OCA member who didn't say feral hogs were an issue, that we have to try to do something to get control of. Obviously, different parts of the state have different concentrations and so forth, and that's important, but certainly an issue that we're very supportive of controlling, trying to get our hands on. A couple of ideas that were just floating around as kind of an agriculture industry as a whole right now regarding how to best do that. And then that comes up regarding hunting. How do we monitor hunting? What about controlled hunts? Those types of things. All of them real good questions. I think we're in the very early stages of trying to have a discussion as a whole unit in terms of or a whole industry as agriculture. We've got a long way to go, but I think we all agree very, very important that we get a hold of this and try to do something because otherwise, we're going to get into a worse mess if we don't.
Right. I guess it's real important what rules are actually put out by the department because I know you're looking to them to enforce whatever they do.
Exactly. And that's part of it. One of the misconceptions is, well, we need to do something because there's nothing out there. That's not really true. If you look at state law, there is a feral hog a feral hog act, if you will, that talks about it's illegal to transport them and so forth and that sort of thing. And so we've already got some good rules in place. We need enforcement. And that's not a criticism of any agency or anything because we saw an arrest earlier in the southeast portion of the state where a gentleman illegally brought in about 120 hogs and the charges were dropped. And that was a local issue. You know, as far as we're concerned, that needs to be prosecuted because he broke the law and that needs to be taken care of. But so I think a lot of discussion we need to have on that. But I think right now where we're at, it's very important that agriculture as a whole, we come together, we work on this unified because it's a big problem and we're not going to solve it unless we're working on it unified in an organized manner.
It seems that a lot of the heartburn comes up when you start moving feral hogs, right?
Yeah, it is. And it's specific to hunting. And hunting is obviously one way to control them. And a lot of our members, OCA members, will leverage those hunts in different ways, either by selling those hunts, you know, to they have a problem. And so I had a member who said, you know, I've got an issue and I've got a guy who's willing to pay me to come hunt and get rid of my problem. So, yeah, we want to preserve that, obviously. But also the landowner themselves hunting them and so forth. And so we've got some of those types of issues regarding night hunting, some of those things we need to work through. And there's some existing law and existing rule in place that may or may not need to be tweaked, but we certainly need to look at it. But you're right. When we start catching those hogs to transport them to where they can be hunted, whether it's either a professional facility or a non-professional facility. And what I mean by that is that's when it gets illegal. When you're transporting those hogs over here just to turn them loose on somebody's land so then we can come in that night and hunt them, that's an illegal activity. And we need to be able to prosecute that appropriately because it's already breaking the law.
Michael Kelsey, Executive Vice President of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.